my friend Tom is.
You hit that too hard. You hit that really well, dude. Welcome back, everybody, latest edition of Pendejo Time.
Is that Karate Sean?
Jake and Thomas.
I don't know if there's a way to check our Spotify stats, but that person.
There is, and I'm going to find it. You don't have the login, but I do.
Okay. That person.
Hey, I should have checked it before the show, but.
Whatever. I do like that person. The person posted that their number one podcast was our show and their most listened to artist was Taylor Swift. Like,
that's pimp, honestly.
That is like. And not only was it, they were like top 0.05%. Like, how much Taylor Swift are you listening to where you're cracking those numbers?
Yeah, I got that number, but for Jerry Reed, to put that in perspective, you know?
That's insane, dude.
Yeah, shout out to that guy. We got a great show for you today.
We got a good show. You know, I guess we should plug. I'll plug it at the end. Fuck it. We have a live show. I guess people should come to that, I guess.
See, tickets. What you're doing is you're plugging it right now, so go ahead and finish. Okay. We got a live show December 10th, motherfuckers. We don't care
PM.
If you listen to the whole thing. You got to go to this shit. Austin, Texas, Creek in the Cape. $15 online. At the door, it's $20. I read the fine print. 21 and up. If you're underage, get out of there. We hate kids.
If you have a fake ID,
if you got kids, leave them at home. This is not family friendly.
No, we're getting fucking rated R, dude. I'm gonna speak my mind.
Yeah, we're gonna be screening the new Batman movie.
Right.
We got the first. It's got Robert Pattinson.
Correct. There you go, baby.
Robert Penicillin.
Robert Penis. We got. It's got Rob Penis.
It's got Rob Penis. Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
They're calling it the Rob Brothers.
That's the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, we're okay.
Do you mind if we keep this up?
Yeah,
this
go for
it. This is the Rob Brothers.
Right.
You got Rob Zombie, Rob Penis, you said?
Rob Penis, Rob
and,
Zombie, Rob Deer Day.
And Rob Denzel Washington.
Okay. So, it's the Batman movie.
It's a Batman movie, and it's got the Joker. Okay. You know who the Joker is, right?
Of course, yeah. Classic.
Jack Nicholson.
Hi. All right, that's fine. Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
And then you got who else, Jake? You know the movie.
You got you got Christian Bale. That's the
Christian,
real guy.
Christian Bale.
You got fucking Michael Kittens. Michael Kittenson.
Michael Kittens.
You got Val Gilmore girls. Man, this is a good one, dude.
We are both parked in our garages at this moment.
Cars
running and the tension's high.
I fucked myself, dude. Thanksgiving, I ate so much. And end of the weekend, I ate leftovers. We made so much food. And I've just been, like, showing up to the gym. Like, I'm sure you've had days where you're like, I'm here. Like, don't nobody, like, ask to, like, go hard. Like, I'm not doing fucking, like, I was, like, doing, they were, like mountain climbers and shit and doing, like, you know, and I'm, like, just dialing it in. And, but when I go to, like, update my caloric, I'm such a fucking, like, phony, man. I go to update, like, I have an app on my phone that tracks, like, how much of shit I burn and intake or whatever.
Yeah.
And, it's like, how vigorous was your exercise? And I'm like, oh, 100, I put 110 into that just to get the maximum number of, like.
Yeah, it's like, it looks like I'm supposed to eat a pizza tonight or I'll lose, like, 20 pounds. Yes. Damn.
Which I know, I've gained weight just from doing, like, the last week. I'm, like, showing up to the gym. I'm doing, like, jump rope, but I'm like,
hey. Here's what I like to tell myself. I'm like, yeah, that's all water weight.
Yeah, it's just baby fat, you know? Like, I'm going to be 28 soon. It's just baby fat.
Yeah, it's just baby fat, dude. It's like, Most 90% of men's weight is either baby fat, water weight, or filling out, you know?
Right, yeah.
I'm like, you're like, yeah, dude, I'm 35. I'm finally starting to fill out. And they're like, oh, nice. What are you up to? 6 foot, 235. That's like my normal. That's where I'm supposed to be.
5'5", 290. I'm just really starting to fill out. Dude, all seriousness, I checked my – I was like a scab in my nose because the air's been dry here. And I was like looking at it. I have I've never had nose hairs in my life. Dude, I have a couple now, and it's very funny to me to think, like, at 28, am I hitting, like a second? I know it's not. It's literally biological. No, I had none, dude. Not one.
Well, I guess it's probably, like, a facial hair thing.
Yeah, I can't grow a beard either. Yeah, but, like.
It would. I mean, yeah, I know they just, all the hair on your body just gets, like. You hit like 40 and it goes from like, oh yeah, I can grow a full beard to like, oh, I have hair on like my eyelids and not on your shoulders my eyelashes. And shit.
Dude, that's my favorite. The old guy at the gym in the tank top who has like a patch of shoulder, like a thick like patch of shoulder hair. That shit, I'm like, dude, I can't wait till I get that shit. My dad
I'm getting the like long stringy hairs on my shoulders and like the outside of my arms.
That's sick.
But I don't have super hairy arms, like most of it's sun bleached. It looks like I'm growing pubes on my arms. It's not great.
Ashley wants to get me 23andMe to figure like I'm because I am genuinely curious. It's like
they're like, yeah, it's good news, Jake. You're 95% human.
Yeah, it's just like 95%. Then the other 5% is like 3 question marks in red bold letters. I've always wanted to know, like, because my dad, same thing. Like, we're just like hairless mostly. Like, my dad just can grow a mustache. Kind of, and he's like 50 something.
Yeah,
and like, and my granddad, like, same thing. Like, we
you could be part Native American or something.
We thought about because we're all like from the South. That's it.
Yeah,
like, you know, that's I'm not. And then before that, like, I don't have any mystery meat, like mystery ingredient in me. It's like, I'm white trash.
Why did you say you don't have any mystery meat in you?
The word mystery came to my mind.
Yeah, I know about all the meat.
But like, I thought of mystery meat as like the thing that like.
Yeah, I don't have any mystery meat.
Your girl kind of spooky. She be getting mystery meat, dude.
Yeah. The doctor's like, well, everything looks good test wise. You got a little bit of mystery meat, but that's normal around your age. And you're like, what? Is that like a muffin top or something? Nah, man, just some.
Well, meat we ran you your don't blood work. About. We ran blood work. You got, you know, testosterone's looking good. White blood cell count's really high. That's great. Virile stuff. You got a little bit of mystery meat. It's not bad. A man your age should have a little bit of mystery meat. But you're gonna want to lower your intake. Anyway, yeah, I think it's got to be like Native American. It'd be very funny if I'm like 8% like Chinese.
That would be funny to you?
Yeah, it would be very funny.
I think
funny.
It would be great, and you could go on a spiritual quest to find your heritage.
If
we hit $10,000 a month, I will personally ship Jake off to China without telling him. It'll be like Curious George. And I'm going to have to come through in a banana suit. I'm not going to save him, though. I'm going to sell you to the Uyghurs. Or wait, no, they're the ones in the camps.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to sell you to the regular Chinese people.
Just the regular, normal Chinese guys.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I always wanted to know. Because it's like...
23andMe, as far as I know, it's not like that accurate. My sister got results, right?
Yeah.
And they change every few months.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. It said I was Italian for like 2 weeks. And now badass. I'm like Mediterranean and like... Whatever it's called, is it Levantine, where it's like Hebrew and like Lebanon and all that?
It's like the Fertile Crescent.
I always think it's Leviathan in my head. I'm like, I think it's got a little bit of Leviathan in me.
I'm a little bit of a sea creature. I'm more sort of a biblical sea monster, yeah.
But it's weird, because it said I had like 0% Native American, but like my great-granddad or whatever was like half Cherokee. It was like, I know he wasn't lying for clout as like a farmer in Lubbock or whatever, you know, like
he's doing woke shit in like 1902.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm, you know, I got savage blood in me. I can, you know,
yeah.
I would love to find out that I'm just, you know, like the usual suspects for like dudes from the South, like British, German, Irish, and then like 12% West African. Not an insignificant percentage, but not enough. It's like, I would just like, hey, Ghana? Ghanian? I don't know if the Ghananite? Gano?
People don't realize this, but Thomas Jefferson was the first light skin.
That is, man, you're preaching, dude. That is so true.
Yeah, they have so much carbonation in Topo Chico. I think they're adding more slowly to scare me.
Yeah, they load it the fuck up, dude.
They put another bubble in there every time to freak me out.
That shit is so refreshing. More than any, the coldest bottle of water on planet Earth. They got dude, that
Bozo alert.
Bozo alert. You've been
Bozo
diagnosed.
Alert.
You've been diagnosed with brain cancer. Bozo alert.
Dude, we need to give me a soundboard so I don't have to actually do the show anymore.
No, I don't want to do that because I mean, we already get too many fucking, oh, you guys are ripping off podcasts. I don't want to do this. We did a whole episode is
really?
Just like,
you think it's wrong to rip somebody off to make money? You're never going to make it in the fashion industry that way.
Yeah, you're right, dude.
Jake wants to start selling women's clothing.
Well, I mean, I look good in it, you know.
You look good.
You're
shapely.
Good, dude,
we're both shaped like 50s housewives. It's pretty
yeah,
cool.
We're very boxy, and we just have white, very boxy.
Dude, I have to hit shoulders every day, or I am so pear-shaped.
Yeah.
Like, I am just, I have that, like fucking morphined up 1890s housewife build.
Dude, I'm just, built like just, a Hot Pocket, bro. I'm just
you are just like rectangle shaped, which is
yeah,
I respect.
I like
not in a bad way. You're not like rail thin or anything. You're like you're not probably a normal size guy. I'd say.
I just don't. Here's my hips, dude. I have birthing hips, and I don't know how much to get like the whatever like the aesthetic V taper. I would have to have the kind of lats that you can like do like flying squirrel suit shit on. Like just be one of those guys that's like.
Yeah,
you know, even
when I had like a pretty good, like lats and shoulders or whatever. Which I mean, I got the foundation, but you know, I'll tell you, folks, we're struggling here. It's okay.
Yeah,
you know, life goes on. I had just a big fat woman's ass, like a horse's ass.
Yeah,
I would be like, oh, I'm gonna hit legs and I'm gonna look like Chris Bumstead. You know, and then I'm like, oh, what should I eat? Like, just fried chicken, probably. Like, fried chicken and Dr. Pepper. And that's how I get that V-taper, bro.
Dude, I had chicken wings from Twin Peaks last night. Them good motherfuckers.
Them good motherfuckers?
Yeah. Dude,
I had some of them good motherfuckers.
I had some of them good motherfuckers, dude. Man, this episode rocks. I think that my life – I know that we live in hell on Earth for plenty of reasons. But a big one is – Dr. Pepper, Shiner Bock, Red Bull, not sugar-free, the full-blown shit. Chicken wings, brisket should make you shredded and leaned out. And then, like, going to the gym and, like, broccoli and, like, just boiled chicken and rice should make you fat. Like, if we lived in, like, a just world, you, got, like, a, like, if you eat a big pizza every day for a year, you would just be Adonis. Like, we live in hell. Everything that's good for you sucks. Ass. And everything that's bad for you rocks. And I know there are a lot of bodybuilders that listen to the show. And
there's
like
a
Olympic
lot of IFBB pros that listen to the show.
Yeah, a lot of Olympic athletes. And they're like, you just don't have the willpower. No, you live in a fucking fantasy world. You've adapted to hell. Hey, props, man. I don't want to live in hell. I want to live in a world where I jack off, you know, a normal amount, say 15 times a day, and I eat hot
dude,
dogs.
Dude, jacking off sucks.
It really does, dude. I was talking, yeah, it's dog shit.
I don't enjoy it.
No, I hadn't.
It's something you enjoy when you're 15 years old, you're past a certain age. If you're like, dude, if you're 30-something and you're still enjoying cranking it out, respect. If you don't feel bad after, cool. Me? It's not for me.
I'm
not saying it hasn't been done. I'm just saying, you know.
I don't know how you feel. Me personally, it's a utility thing. I do it like I drink a glass of water or eat like a light lunch. Like I do it just to keep myself an even keel.
I'll just walk around with my shit like rock hard.
Nice.
You know? Like, I mean, it's, you know, it is a utility, so I'm not a menace.
One of my favorite subgenres of like TikTok and then just videos is the Hotep guys that are like, hey, brother, if you be watching, you know, that stuff.
Dude, Hotep Jesus went on Rogan.
I gotta watch that. Those guys, one of my, like, deep Hotep, we're talking, like, hardcore. There was a guy who I followed. He had a YouTube channel, too. His shit was the best. It was, like, 3.5-hour videos. It's like, your semen, all right, that's your life juice, okay? And that's your chi. Like, the Chinese been known that if you beat off, you know, like, that's bad for your male energy. And it's like, it makes you like some Chinese word for ghoul or demon or whatever.
I looked it up to make sure it wasn't just like a fake tweet I saw. And I'm just looking at the Google results here. So the clips I'm seeing is Science is Sexist with Hotep Jesus. Joe Rogan, Hotep Jesus on the Soy Boy Movement. And Africans were in the Americas before Columbus. Also, getting a Porsche is not hard. I want to watch that one. Yeah, I don't normally tune in for those.
We'll do a little bit of homework. That'll be a little primo for me, for us to talk. Just upload that as the premium next week.
Dude, that would be so sick. We need to start doing that. Just like people are like, man, I can't wait for all my favorite podcasts. And it's like, this one, nice. I just listened to Cumtown. What's this one? And we just straight up like screen just record
rip it. Rip it and upload it. Yeah. I like that he's having guys like that on. And then people on the internet that don't like him are like, he's a danger. Like, people are like, he's a dangerous man. It's a dangerous show. And it's like, the guy, like, smoked so much DMT and weed, and he, like, does, like, kicks. Like, that's who he is. He's, like, not... he's not an academic or a journalist. He's kind of just like, you know, you see that picture he posted? It was like good times, hard times. It was the political compass and it was like, you know, whatever. And he was like, we're in the lower left quadrant, the green quadrant. And it was like weak men or whatever, which is supposed to be like anarcho, like left libertarian communist or whatever. Absolute gibberish. And then, like, people were like, he is his mind. It's the fascist pipeline. I'm like, dude, the guy, like, he's open about it, too. He's like, I'm an idiot. It's like, if you take him seriously on either side, like, if you're a fucking, like, a well-meaning, like, lib journalist and you're like, he's the most dangerous podcaster. It's like,
well, anybody who wakes up and, like, this isn't knocking him, all right? This is from somebody who does this. Anyone who wakes up at, like, 5 in the morning or earlier is either... So, you either have a job where you have to do it, which, that's a lot of people. Or, you're, like, insanely productive, super smart. Or, you are so... You have so much brain damage that you have to get up that early to compensate for it.
Right, yeah.
I hit at least 2 of these categories, and I can't reveal which.
I like the idea that... I'm gonna lay my cards out on the table. If this show sold to Spotify for $100 million, for the rest of my life, I would not wake up before 1 p.m. Are you fucking kidding me?
I think I would go more Joe Rogan route, but...
You think so?
I think I would if I was still... assuming I'm sober this entire time. I would have to.
Okay, fair.
Because
fair,
the level
fair,
of
fair,
self-control
fair.
I would need... I would have to be asleep before everybody.
Like 7:30 p.m. Yeah, like
I mean, like
4 p.m.
I would have to wake up at like 2 a.m. and go to sleep at 4 p.m.
No, you're right. No, that's a good point because it's like I was thinking about it. It's like he does that like Jocko Willink, like Tim Kennedy thing, the billionaire tier one mindset where it's like up at 4, blah blah blah. I'm like, dude, if I had like 250 million bones in the bank. I'm not up before 1, but you do make a good point. I feel like if I didn't commit myself to that lifestyle, I would be sitting at home looking at my bank statement like, dude, I could totally do Percocet again. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
That's also why, like, okay, from an earnings perspective, if we were making crazy money, like, I don't know how good we would be at keeping it.
You facts, yeah.
Yeah,
you,
like,
you and me would be sending each other pictures of, like, you'd be like, dude, you know.
That kind of money I wouldn't blow through because I really love things that cost, like, $400.
Right.
So it would take me a while. I would basically have to buy a bunch of property to keep, like, farm equipment that I'd bought with no idea how to fix.
Yeah, and you a boat would that buy, you don't take.
You would, yeah, you would buy, like, a yacht. And then I'd be like, how are you going to – do you transport or whatever? And you're like, I do not know.
It's in front of my apartment.
Straight up, yeah.
I got 5 months on this lease, and I don't want to break it. So there's just, like, yeah. There's, like, a bunch of – there's, like, a 250-foot yacht taking up 80% of the parking spots of this complex. The problem I think that I would run into with, like Patreon, like, podcast is that it's never – it reloads. Like, that's how I feel about, like – like my friend, you know, like the friends that we have are online or personal or otherwise, where like they do make really good money doing it. I'm like, dude, if you just don't spend money for like 3 months, you could buy a Huracan. And then I say that to a friend of mine, you know, and they're like, yeah, but like I don't. You know what, man? I hope they're like, hey, I hope the show takes off, but I need you to understand something. Don't do whatever in your mind the gears turning like. Hey, if we make $100,000 a month, ever, impossible. But if it were to happen, don't spend, like, a lot of money for 3 months and then just go buy, like, a Bugatti. Like, just, why not? You know? And it's like, well, there's a bunch of reasons why you wouldn't do that. First of all, are you going to take it in bumper-to-bumper traffic? Like, you're not, I would never take that car to the track because I'm lazy. It would just, like, it would be filled with trash, like we talked about before. It would sit in front of my complex. The windows would get smashed out every day. You know, the tire's gone. The side mirror's gone. Like, the complex I live in, dude, I would go outside and that thing would just, like, it would, like, be deleted from this reality. There would be nothing left except, like, one door handle, you know.
Some homeless guy took only, like, the, what's it called? Catalytic converter out of it. Like, he didn't even seal it. He just cut that out.
Yeah, yeah. I think... You're on the right track mentally with it because
so what we need to do is we stop spending money, we devote ourselves to the Dave Ramsey principle. What's, all right, what's, nothing on credit, everything cash. All right, we live below our means, and soon we'll be buying like Joe Rogan's podcast. Like we'll buy the rights to it, we'll buy them all.
Right.
All right. It's like you ever watch. You ever watch Dodgeball?
Yeah, Dodgeball. Yeah, I have. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you want to end up like the. You want to be the Ben Stiller guy, or you want to be one of the other guys in Dodgeball?
Mm.
You know, we're like Jordan Belfort.
There was a this guy that I'm like. We were like friends in high school, so we're like still friends on Facebook or whatever. And he shares a lot of those like grind set videos, and I like clicked on one and I was watching it. You know, those guys cracked me the fuck up, and the guy was like. The guy was like, hey, I'm here to tell you right now, if you're making less than 20 grand a month, you're barely scraping by. Like, if you're making less than 20 grand, you know, you really can't put anything into savings. You know, you can't do the things you want to do. And, you know, if you're making less than 20 grand a month, you're doing something wrong. And I understand from a content standpoint that making those types of absurd claims, like, generates bad press and shares, ironic shares, which is good for the brand. Like, saying shit like that works. However, I'm on track to make, like, I think, like, this year, like, 50 grand a year, like, this year or whatever. And I'm like, dude, I'm fucking, I don't know what you know about money, okay? I have, I have like, 2,000 in savings. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have time.
Look, Jake, I thought you were a member of the proletariat here, and, you know, I don't know if I can keep doing this. I thought we were going to rise up against the bourgeoisie, but now, you know, I just don't know where you stand, you know, because to be making 15, $16 an hour, you've got to be sacrificing some part of your soul.
Right.
That's correct. Why me, good old Thomas here, I'll always be making just dog shit money, no matter mm-hmm. what. You can bet on that. But you know why? It's not because I dropped out of college. It's not because I've squandered many of the gifts our great universe has given to me. It's not because I'm generally, irresponsible in many ways. It may never be fully repaired. It's because I'm a hustler.
Right.
For the people.
That's true.
No matter how much they try and bring me up, I'm going to take myself down a notch because I'm humble. And I know that, and God knows that.
It'd be funny if, this time next year, show's doing really good, and I come to your place to do the video episode, and you're like, you're on the porch, like in that lawn chair, and you're smoking like a Philly, but without no wheat, just like you'd smoke the Al Capone, just like I wanted the cigarette, I got one of these, it's 99 cents, but there's like a $150,000 like cyclone rebuild like in the driveway. You're drinking like a flat Blackberry Polar that has been sitting outside for like 2 or 3 days, and you're like, I just don't like want to get like a new one, you know. I think that's the secret. Like if we want to hold on to anything, we've got to first get to the point we're fantasizing about, and then second of all, I think you and me have to live like the show doesn't exist. Like, before the show happened, just like, hey, man, I guess we can record, but if I don't pick up a shift at the bar, I might have to, move my shit outside. I might have to, live in my car, you know, as true members.
I think we need to fake it till we make it. I'm going up to Austin
in what? Like, 10 days?
Yeah.
9 days?
We're going to the Tom Ford store in Austin. Y'all got one of those?
I don't fucking know.
All right, then we're not doing the show there. All right, we're high-dollar individuals now. I'm not doing a show in a city that doesn't have a Balenciaga outlet.
Message the owner of Creek, like, hey, look, unless you can talk to somebody at one of the malls and have them build a Ford store, like, in 8 days, I don't think Thomas can make it. He just doesn't.
We just click on our ticket link and it's gone.
Yeah, we've been wiped from Patreon. We just don't have a show anymore. Hey, I got something for you. If you want to start a show, and
God
you want to be
it.
And you want to be a successful podcast trillionaire like me and Thomas, you're gonna want to first make sure that you have a wallet that's good. And if you've got a wallet that's made of like duct tape or leather or suede or something, you're going to want to throw that shit in the fucking garbage disposal at Bozo, and you're going to hit the switch on that motherfucker, and you're going to get yourself a fucking Ridge wallet.
Don't do that. That's going to mess up your garbage disposal long term.
You do whatever you want, man. Garbage disposal, you put anything down there. Grease, hands, bones, teeth. You're going to get yourself a fucking Ridge wallet. Ridge wallet is the premier front pocket wallet, all right? It's got a money clip, plus room for cash, and it holds up to 12 cards. They've
wow.
got plenty of colors and styles, well over 30, carbon fiber, burnt titanium, aluminum. And they got over 40,000 five-star reviews, okay? Thomas, hit him with some extra facts.
The Ridge Wallet also has RFID blocking technology for all those digital pickpocketers out there.
100%.
Isn't that something... Awesome, that is, Jake.
That is
one of the many things that I love about the Ridge Wallet.
Dude, hey, I love the Ridge Wallet because they let you test drive it for 45 days.
Wow.
And you can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it, but you're not going to do that because you're going to fucking love it. And if you're wondering, hey, are you just reading off facts about the Ridge Wallet without sending us a fucking coupon code? Check it out. We got one, ridge.com/pendejo, P-E-N-D-E-J-O, for 10% off everything in the fucking store. They don't have just wallets. They've got knives, duffel bags, phone cases, okay? If you do, gun running, Ridge.com, you can get your knife there, your duffel bag there for your money and your guns. You can get.
Are
your
you a registered sex offender? Well, the Ridge, well, it doesn't even check to see if you are one, so you can still get one from them. Isn't that nice? And you can use our code for 10% off.
Yeah, if you're a registered Ridge.
Yeah, I'm a registered sex offender.
I'm a registered check. I'm going to.
Registered wallet.
Registered checks, wallet. Checks defender.
Yep.
We're firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, that's one thing that the RFID technology does not help with.
Yeah. You know, but
can't block everything.
You're gonna want to wander on. You're gonna waddle your fat fucking ass over to ridge.com/.
You're gonna want to gallop on.
You want to gallop on over to ridge.com.
Hop on your horse and head over to ridge.com/pendejo.
That's PNDEJO. Brought to you by the Ridge Wallet. Fuck it. All right.
Wow. What a fantastic product.
That is a great product. I'm glad that I have one.
Wow. I'm glad that we are doing this show.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
I'm about and you just might ride it. Slide up inside it.
That's how the song goes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I want baby girl.
Baby girl, I'm worried about tax season because I don't know how much money I'm gonna owe.
I want to see your pussy.
You move to Mexico and become like a Corazones type, you know, cumbia guy, but you don't learn Spanish. It's just like, and you're like, I want to look.
I want to. It's your pussy. Yeah. Well, Jake is falling asleep here, which is really irresponsible of him to do in the middle of the show.
Of the two of us, I've definitely done that on the show more than once. It's been something that I've known for.
Yeah, it's something you need to work on personally.
yeah, I like it when we're doing the show, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm just going to throw my laptop, you know, out the window, you know. This isn't even like...
What, you got something to hide on there?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. See, you need to speak professionally, sir, because you think this is how you're going to handle yourself in meetings? No. Put a damn suit on.
Shut the fuck
Jackass.
Up.
Jackass. Pull your pants up. Put a belt on. You're not walking around grandma's house like that. Come on. Get out. You want a cookie? Yeah, people are saying Thomas knocked it out of the park with his new grandma impression. You know, some people like to do ethnic accents.
We've
Bozo
never done
alert.
That.
Some people like to do celebrity impressions.
Bozo alert.
We like to do impressions of grandma. Somebody get my purse.
Somebody bring me a Xanax for grandma. Where's my penicillin? Where's my OxyContin 30s? I can't find my nebulizer. Do you have any Perkies for grandma?
Percocet? Molly Percocet?
Oh, it's so good to see my sweet little tummy. Question for you, Thomas. Did you bring grandma?
I don't know why I sound like a baseball announcer from like 1922.
Babe Ruth, I'm your grandmama. Do you have any Percocet for grandmama?
That's nice. What made people talk like that?
There's like the middle. There's okay.
Was it that bootlegger whiskey or something?
Yeah. There's like the mid-Atlantic accent. That's like, oh! I do give a damn. Like movie. And then there's like any baseball clip from like honestly before like 1970. They're like,
oh, here comes Joe Maggio here. That's out of the park and it's gone and he's finger. You know, like
I know that like media pretty strongly influences how people talk or whatever. I mean, I feel like even since like the mid-2000s, people talk different.
Well, we've talked about, I brought this up on the show before, but I know people who've moved to Austin that we went to the same high school. They like follow, like they came later. Okay. I've been here. They move here. They're here for like 6 months. And a lot of people in Austin do the like California vowel shift. They do like the SoCal thing. I'll meet a dude who I went to high school with, maybe a grade older, a grade younger than me. And then like, we'll meet. I'm like, oh fuck. Hey, what's up? And they're like, dude, what's going on? And I'm like, not much, man. Obviously, I don't bring it up. I'm like, dude, didn't you wear, like, Carhartt and, like, Wranglers? Like, you used to be, like, a, you know, and you moved here and you, like, started wearing, like, a
Rasta. Whoa!
Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, dude.
Hey, how you doing, dude? Like, I've just been, like, chilling out mostly.
Austin's,
and, like,
Austin's like, you've been here 10 years? City's litty.
Bro, just keeping it vibes.
It's litty. It's litty here, bro.
Litty like a titty, bro.
Litty like a titty. I'm smoking on it. Shitty,
I think,
brother.
I think it's this is all because of like Trevor Wallace and like the
Steve will do it. Dude, yeah. That is a very good point because I think about like obviously
like, bro, guys, this is like how cool like cool guys
it's
talk,
just how,
bro.
Like cool chill party.
Like we
talk.
Like we party, we like to coke and shit. Dude, we like, smash mad girls
dude,
every fucking night, bro.
Every
and
night.
Like I'm 36. It's like it's becoming like a dude. It's like a problem for me, bro, because I get so much tang,
dude. Like, have you ever like, dude? We were taking key bumps last night, bro, and like,
bro,
we
I fucked this girl and she was like 19 and a half, bro. I was like, shit, risky business,
bro. Risky, bro. Hey, by the way, purple mattress, 30% off. Dude, admitting to being a pedophile on your show and then immediately plugging like a purple. Yeah, you know, them girls down there in Austin, bro, they get
oh,
crazy.
Oh, did Chris D'Elia do that?
Chris,
that I would, thought you were saying a genuine thing that happened. I was
no,
like,
no, no. It's just like those guys do. So, one of those podcasts, I forget the actual like which one it was, but they interviewed Kamaru Usman, and I like because I watched he's the welterweight champion of the UFC. Because I watched that, like it recommended me other clips, and so I was like, ah, oh, fuck it, like I'll click on one of these. And they were talking about, like, hooker nights. And they were like, yeah, like, every time you go to Vegas, man, gotta have a hooker night. And then one of the other, like, co-hosts was like, yeah, man, like, I've been having, like, real bad problems with that. Like, I can't go to Vegas and not do hooker night. And everybody's like, yeah, man, we get wild with the hooker nights together, don't we? And I was like, okay, like, I understand that the audience here, I'm not trying to be, like, fucking, like, on my high horse. But if you can't be like, dude, the waves in Maui, crazy. By the way, I love trafficked women like that.
Bro, like it's like it's like you got to show like support, bro. It's like you go to your friend's show or something. It's like Vegas.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll smash like mad snow bunnies. And it's like, bro, it's like we're all white. But like we call them snow bunnies, bro.
Yeah,
it's
like bro, like snow hoes, like they be on my tip, like
dude, that's dude,
snow ho, dude, that's such
bro,
a
bro, snow ho all the way, bro, like Santa, thank you,
Santa, thank you, like I'm a little elf and I'm in that, oh. I'm in that like igloo, bro,
like bro, like
my might... North Pole,
it's like bro, you might need to send some coal my way this year because I've been like bro, I've been like selling and like trafficking women, bro.
So
it's a problem low key for me because like the DEA and shit is like on my ass, bro.
Whatever makes me like a human's been eroded entirely, like whatever, like you know. So we're animals, right? But we have like a will and like a conscience. But that stuff's just kind of like gone to me. Like whatever makes you a human being, like bro.
Bro, you ever gotten your dick sucked on Molly?
And then
and
killed
ecstasy,
the
gr- bro. Bro, I took Molly and I like woke up covered in like, bro. It was like I think it was my friend's like blood, dude. And I just like felt like the way, like bro, we were on the beach, dude, like catching mad waves. I just felt like I like saw myself like staring, bro, into like the abyss, you know, of like who I could have been, like this. Bro, it's like this endless chasm, bro. Of like I could see like my mom and like my family in there, and they were like. Bro, like, chill, dude. Yeah. Like, this is not what we, like, planned for you, dude. Like, you grew up in Kentucky, dude.
You grew, like, we rode four-wheelers. Your dad owns, like, every construction company in Arkansas. Like, you don't talk like this. But
end of the day, bro, like, you take acid and shit, it's all, like, respect, dude.
End of the day, like, you pop 10 Xanax and you kill, like, 9 women. It's, like, not, like, it's just kind of,
bro, I
like...
woke up in a Hellcat the other day, like, real talk.
The fucking, like, again, the age demographic, like, they have to, like, those guys, but it's funny that those, like... Some of the shows are like ran and operated and owned by like teenagers and dudes in their super early 20s, 20, 21, whatever. But a significant number of them are guys that are like, yeah, you know, like you young bucks, man, I wish I had that kind of money when I was 22. Cause when you're 39 and you're trying to like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like choke a woman in like a fit of coke rage. It's
bro,
like
yeah,
it's
half the podcast is like, no, yeah, like you're
yeah,
really
no, dude, we've been.
I need to start doing that anytime you're telling a story. You're like, yeah, and like he like broke into the house and like, mom like locked him out or whatever, and he just kept kicking, and I'm like, dude, and then just silent for, dude, real talk,
I'm
just like fucking cranked out the wall, bro.
On some real shit, dude. I love the combining Ave from like. Atlanta rappers from 2005, and then like the SoCal thing is awesome to me. Like the when Portnoy interviews those kids, and they're like, "Dude, low key, like no cap, brother, like you know, like wipe me down, like,
bro, it's like, it's like fucking, I was like dropping the soap and shit on the way here, bro, like mad bars, dude.
Dude, I was dropping bars like soap, dude. Like, and then the old, obviously, like, if you're like an old guy having a midlife crisis televised like on YouTube, of course you're like, oh, bro, dude, I totally get that. I understand, like, because as a 48-year-old like grown man with like warrants out for my arrest for like sexual misconduct, I feel like to your original point, there's that. And then of course there's like the like East Coast vocal fry, which I think I've heard people do that shit that I also like, I don't know them, but I remember a time when they didn't talk like that. Like I do remember.
What do you mean the vocal fry thing? I thought only women could have that.
No, it's very funny when you meet a dude that does it. That shit rocks. I don't.
What is it? Like,
No, it's the same thing. It's just like the voice is a couple, like a handful of octaves lower. It's like, you know, it's I guess it's very similar to the SoCal thing, but it's more nasally. It's like, yeah, like you know, I mean, like Austin's cool, but it's just not what it used to be. And it's like the guy moved here like a year ago, and you're like, oh, you're like the gayest guy.
Okay nowadays.
That is okay nowadays. You know, back in the day, 2015, not okay.
Nowadays, you can swing whichever side of the pendulum you want.
You know,
it's all right.
Back in the day, 2018,
around these campgrounds, used to be forbidden any type of homosexual touching of any sort. But me and Duke worked it out a little bit. Long as you keep it in the tent, ain't no problem. As you can get up on your horse in the morning, we shouldn't have any issues.
So we should add a third accent. There, you got the California thing, the New York vocal fry. Me and you just start the way that your post about the mechanic. Let's just start because I totally understood what you were saying. Let's start turning up the Southern stuff and see if we can force it into the zeitgeist to where like. A guy from, I don't know, like...
You do Arthur Morgan, I just do Boomhauer.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, man, I told you, I was like, shit, dude, I was like down by, like this morning I was down at the store, right, and I was like shit, man, I don't even know, because it was like, I was trying to get one of those Kleenex, shit, man, I don't even blow my nose that much, man, I can't be calling that much, shit.
Kleenex is for cleaning and coming, that's about it, as far as
I'm concerned. I don't know, tip on that. Yeah,
somebody would have named. What else?
Shoot, man, I don't know about
no. No, dude, the thing is like, if can you imagine like Cajun gibberish becoming like an accent? If Louisiana were
something that like TikTok girls do,
yes, yeah, girl, you just like an IG thoughts like I've been sending a damn tummy tea to the goddamn, when you do the Bulgarian.
It's like Charlie D'Amelio or whatever. I don't know their name.
If you're trying to get a big old booty with a damn, doing a Bulgarian squid squat up with a damn Planet Fitness.
That's the future of technology. It's just an 11-year-old girl in a bikini being like, oh, no, I told it out. I said, shit, man, I want to, what did I tell you? And then all the comments are like, hello, goddess. What may I bring you tonight?
The idea that, like, if there, you know, like, obviously, like, California, New York are major cultural powerhouses, specifically cities in those states. But if somehow Shreveport, Louisiana were to become a cultural mecca, and yeah, you just have,
I,
like...
I can only imagine that happening by, like, some nuclear waste
tragedy,
like, happening.
Every place on this in this country is leveled except for fucking Texarkana and Shreveport, Louisiana.
If I heard, okay, I guess I would be dead, but if I heard that happen and I was in one of those places and they're like, yeah, you're in the stronghold, it's just Orange, Texas. And if you want, you can go up to, like, I don't know, Amarillo or whatever.
Lake Charles is the only. Everybody,
I would just kill myself, I think.
In a world born anew 150 years after nuclear war destroys every place but Vidor, Orange, Lake Charles, and Texarkana, you give it 500 years, and culture reestablishes itself. Movies are big again. There's TV. Like, we completely rebuild, but everybody, like, the A-listers in a big dramatic movie, fucking, like, you know, darkly lit room, and they're like, she don't go day. Be don't shit with the old lady up in the damn scroll. She don't be there.
Yeah, some guy who looks like Timothy Chalamet comes up and he's like, yeah, well, I know what I was thinking about it. I really do thank you so much.
2600 Leo DiCaprio is like, I put a damn goddamn, what is wrong with him, did it?
Oh, and shit, man, go down a quick day. I said,
dude, the thin, wiry, like the that accent, obviously just the gibberish, but when it's like Ed Ogeron, the dude from Louisiana, like, yeah, that is the deep one is very, very smoker deep's common, but a rarer one
is one that's sort of right up in here. It's got a,
those were always the best baseball coaches.
Like the
coaches.
White boozy voice?
Yes. I remember when I played Pony League, you have the big, tall beer belly coach who's like, get on with it. You field the ball. You play with your becker. And then there was a shorter coach that, I guess, like, I don't know. There was always two. The shorter one always talked like that, at least in my experience. You know, he's like, you going to be fielding the ball. You're going to be playing with your damn becker out in the outfield. And you're like, can you run that by me? I'm 13, man. I need you to run that by me a little slower. Can you feed a damn ball? Are you going to play with the becker on the field? You're like, oh, can I field the damn ball or am I going to play with my pecker on the field? Yeah. It's like, dude, that the high pitched one is so fun because those guys also are like, there's like your dad's friend who, your dad's like, yeah, back in the day, anybody look at that motherfucker wrong, he just, you know, run him over, stab him or something. And you're like, that guy, 5'5", buck 15 soaking wet. Yeah, yeah. He's always has a nickname like Rattlesnake.
Like, Spunky.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So, well, you know, Spunky used to, I mean, he's from Oklahoma, but he had to leave. And you're like, why? I don't know, ask Spunky.
I had to go to Oklahoma correctional facility, oldest to an oldie.
There was this guy I met when I worked in a lumber yard who was an Aryan Brotherhood guy, it turned out.
Swag.
Which I confronted him about briefly and then realized that I was 18 years old. And
out of your element.
Yeah, he was. Anyway, his street name was Scrappy.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And whenever he told me, I was taken aback. And I still to this day don't accept that a grown man in prison was like, yeah, I'm Scrappy. I'm Scrappy. That's me. I'm kind of a scrapper.
Well, like, if he talked like that, he's most
No, I mean, he talked like just a man who was always, like, he had murdered somebody and then, like, gone to a lumber yard. It's for his job.
Like, he just got done.
He just killed somebody. Yeah. He was explaining to me how, basically how it worked, like, how he, because he had, like, 17 felonies. which Sweet. Respect.
Yeah.
He was like, I was like, how are you like out? And he was like, well, you know, they caught me for 14 of them at the same time. So
I remember.
But it was just for like minor shit, like robbing literally like tobacco stores. But yeah. He would do it like 5 times a day, which leads me to believe he was like, yeah, I would just basically like go in the morning and rob like 5 liquor stores and then go and sell them to like the Arab guys. And I was like, I get that. I respect that. How long did you get away with this? And he was like, like 7 years. And I was like, did you have like a secret plan? Like, he was like, I just literally went in there and took like 15 cartons of cigarettes like 5 times a day, and I would just make like several thousand dollars a day doing this. And I was like, okay, so I think I'm more on your side now than I was. Not in the white supremacy thing,
but
you know, but in the fact that, I mean, honestly, and he was like, well, I just never took cash. I would just take like a shit ton of liquor and throw the biggest parties ever and then sell the cigarettes for money. And I was like, man, I really don't want to like you.
Yeah, like, you're I need you to understand. Hard.
I do not want to be your friend still, and I don't want to respect you at all, but I sort of do now. Because he didn't wear a mask or anything. He just literally was just going in and seeing how long he could do that. And then he only went to prison for like 3 years.
I was going to bring up that like I've been in similar situations with dudes just share, like when I would go to this like quote unquote illegal like gambling, like it was just slot machines and tables, and I would play Hold'em. It was like South Houston area. You meet plenty of guys like that, and I was always like, just common sense. I was like, oh, the three strike law. Like I would always think, and it's literally just being like white and like from the South and like in a small town.
I thought that was only in California.
I thought that was everywhere.
No, like, I don't think that's everywhere, man.
Let me see here. I think it's everywhere. You might be right. I thought it was everywhere.
I don't know if the three strikes thing is still a thing.
Three strikes. Yeah.
Everywhere?
United States habitual offender laws were first implemented March 1994. Yeah. It seems like, yeah.
Three strikes in his life?
Yeah.
Or three strikes law
focuses on and sets penalties based. So this means if you're convicted first, you see the three strikes law.
Wait, but you if you're convicted of three felonies at one time.
Yeah, you get 25. So three mandatory sentences for a third conviction for a third degree felony. Doesn't matter if it's consecutive or overtime, ranges from 25 years to life in jail and up to $10,000 in fines. The point that I'm trying to make is this.
So you can do great for years, maybe even 2 or 3
and
years.
And then rack up 3 in a day. But here's the thing. That is on – that's Google. And I always thought that to be true, okay? And I've met guys who were like – older guys, you know, they would be playing poker and we would be drunk and get to bullshit. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm in college or whatever. And they're like, oh, man, I wish I would have gone. And you're like, well, what did you do? And they're like, well, you know, small town Arkansas ain't a lot to do. So you get into one of two things. You get into work construction early. You move out. You go to the military. You go to college. Or you start, you know, shooting up liquor stores and smoking ice and stuff like that. And you're like, oh, okay. You find out a little bit more. It's like, yeah, I mean, you know, between 1988 and 2002, you rack up 8 or 9 felonies. And you're like, I thought that if you had 3, it was curtains. And they're like, I mean, you know, supposed to be. But, I mean, world's an amazing place. By the grace of God, I only did 19 years in federal penitentiary. And I think, like, I really just think it's like, I'm sure that is the case on paper, but...
Well, like, also the judges, you know, it depends. I feel like you have to fuck up pretty bad. Unless it's like if you were selling crack in the 80s or something. I mean, or if you had any type.
Right, no, it's...
If you're just like a not white, obviously your chances are not as good.
Correct.
But like...
If you're a white good old boy, and you have a white good old boy judge, and a white good old boy prosecutor, and a white good old boy criminal defense attorney... Well, all those motherfuckers are going to get together and talk, except for the judge, I guess, and they're going to talk about sentencing. It's like, oh, well, what'd Keith do? Keith, in his lifted dually, ran a pregnant lady over. She exploded, and then he crashed it into the liquor store. So we're thinking, you know what, plea deal, 3.5 years. You know, he's only done it 8 times before this. So he's getting better. you know, it's spacing out. I think it's probably like that. It's just like, you know, just good. It, cracker country, I guess. If you're doing crimes there and you're rocking with the,
yeah,
the brotherhood.
Living, you know, the dream. Well, I think anyone who commits even a misdemeanor should be killed on the spot.
I've never done anything wrong in my life.
Me neither. And yep, there's no proof that I've done anything ever. I'll tell you what I like is this Topo Chico. I hope it doesn't keep me up.
It's got a lot of caffeine, man.
It's got a lot of caffeine. It's got too many bubbles. I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, about 50 minutes ago. Did I talk about this to you, or did I just?
No, you just spoke about it. Maybe 45 minutes.
I just spoke about it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I got a thing with the bubbles in these.
Yeah.
I need about 200 less bubbles in Topo Chico.
Right.
Why? Because sometimes I've got to drive after I drink one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be about to burp the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it scares me.
Mm.
Something to think about. I know we have a lot of listeners who are the owners of Topo Chico. I'm going to tell you one thing. And I don't mean this with any disrespect. Tone it down with the fucking bubbles, all right? I mean that.
I think Coca-Cola recently bought that company.
They bought them. Did
yeah.
they?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
You know what that is to me, Jake? That is horse shit. This is a family-owned Mexican, probably, company.
Tommy Topo and Elizabeth...
You know...
Whatever, dude. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Who gives a fuck? It says Monterey, Mexico on the bottle. You know, Coca-Cola, you're running the rest of Mexico. Leave the Topo alone. That's what I gotta say. Because it's so easy for them to make it. They just don't put the... They don't put the syrup in there.
You know what the world needs? A little bit of Hopo.
Yeah. You're buying up all the Topo for the Chico, but you won't leave. And then you're sending the
Any
Popo
hopo for
after,
the Peepo.
You're sending the Popo after the people. Why? Because you won't Stopo and go-o under a steeple and pray for the sin you've committed here.
Yep. And when you lose all Hopo... And you turn
and
into
you
a
get put in a chokehold
by a
by
Frico.
Victor Olipido, whoever he plays for now. Pretty good shooter on NBA 2K14.
I fucking hate.
Jake, have you played any NBA 2K14 recently? We're staying topical today because I know it's been trending in the news. Everybody's talking about NBA 2K14. Did you see what happened?
No.
We got to check up on that.
There
could be the biggest news flash that people haven't paid attention to yet.
There was so one of the like my main guy that I bought Coke from back in the day.
What was his full name?
I don't know what happened to him. But anyway,
there's not that many things that happen to Coke dealers.
He was a big.
That's
time
one.
Two.
Okay, you know.
Yeah, he wasn't
that's
small
one thing,
fries. He was.
There's a lot of variants of the things that can happen.
There's
to
two
Coke
big
dealers.
Ones that happen a lot.
There's two big ones that happen. you know, it's not like, man, I wonder what my Eagle Scout friend is doing now.
Yeah, I wonder
which
what
he's probably in, he's probably either an engineer or just a regular gay guy now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, man, I wonder what my old ecstasy dealer is doing.
Yeah.
Probably something good. He's probably doing
There's no
houses.
Way he's not either.
He's building houses with Jimmy Carter, probably.
Yeah. He's not either doing a 10-year bid or 6 feet under. There's no way that either of those things. Anyway.
Either those or he works for a moving company now.
Right. Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
And he's close to one of those two. Like,
yeah. The guys who have illicit funds love to be like, yeah, well, I'm getting clean money now. I work for a moving company. I make $200 a day. And it's like, that's great, man. You have a Hellcat.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, dude, that was
You
like,
have a Hellcat and you work for a moving
I'm
company.
I'm getting legit
man.
Now.
I'm getting legit. I'm getting paid under the table by my friend Craig.
And he pays me $125 a day. So, like, when you got clean income like that, nobody really asks questions about the L Series. Like, if you make $125 a day, the IRS and ATF, DEA, like, they really don't, like, it's still a little bit of a risk, but, like, I'm good because, like, the Hellcat and, like, you know, the condo, like, that's just, you know, you got clean money. You make, after taxes, $386 a week. Anyway.
Yeah, and, like, I'm part-time right now because I got to focus on my creativity. You know, I'm rapping and shit again, but it's like, they see I'm getting clean money because I'm, like, I'm doing the moving company thing. I got my mixtape popping again. IRS going to come see that, and they're like, damn.
Damn.
He's back with it.
He's so, you know, $10,000 a month rent. You know, that's fine. The 2K14, there was, I went to pick up one time, and this guy got into his own stash like 50% of the time too much and went like Tony Montana mode where he was just sort of intense. He wasn't like mean. He just was like, hey, bag it and dip. And I had like a couple guys like that. But this dude, sometimes if he was like that and you were over there, he would be playing 2K14 on not online, but like with one of the other people in the house. And would be like, you know, like rage smat, like controller, yeah. You know. And I brought some friends over there and we all bought them. We were kind of like drinking and it wasn't a party. It was just like, oh, I'm over here. There's other people over there already. And they were all playing 2K14. And he like was mowing through everybody. I guess he was having a good one. I don't play that game at all. I had never before. I think I played it like once or twice before. And he's like, Jake, hop on. And I'm like, no. And he's like, bro, just hop on the fucking game. And I'm like, no, man, I'm not good. Like, you're just going to, like, he's like, oh, that's all right. Like, I'll just add another W, like, whatever. And I don't know, like, beginner's luck. Like, I learned the controls. Like, he showed me them. And I was just, like, spamming the 3 button. And they were just going, they were just going in. Like, just like, I was just like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to pass. So I would just like Hail Mary, like not Hail Mary, but like throw the ball and just like, and like, it's, he's beating me, but it's close. And every time I get like a lucky 3, he's like, ooh, you know, like freaking out. And like, a part of me is like, but I'm competitive and I'm coked up and I'm a little drunk. So I'm like, there's a rational voice in my head that's like, hey man, all you do is buy coke from this guy. He's not even really like your friend. I mean, he kind of is. Also, if you accidentally beat this guy after he ran the game for like 4 hours and the whole time was railing big fat lines, something might, it probably won't. But like, I had this like, there was this like thing going through my head where I was like, oh, he's just going to like, like if I shoot one more, you know. And so like, I, like, anyway, he like, game's over, whatever. And he was like, you played 2K before. And I'm like, no. And he's like, nah, you play 2K. And I'm like, I don't play this game. I think he like needed me to have played before.
Yeah.
Where it like wasn't.
You should have just said yes.
I should have. But I was like, nah, bro, like it's just beginner's luck. And he's like, all right, we're going to have to play more. Like, you play online? And I'm like, no. I was like, no. And he's like, all right, well, I think it's like parties. Like, we got to get some people out of here. Like, I appreciate it. Like, I was just like, I don't know why in that moment I was like, oh, yeah, just like, you know, this guy who, like, sometimes does, like, an 8-ball in 30 minutes and you kind of know from, like, 2 people. Like, just see if you can beat him in a game that he, like, dedicates his leisure to. Like, that's his thing, you know? I don't know. It was, like, very... You have moments in your life where you're like, is something really tragic going to happen to me for the dumbest reason? Like, you know, just the stupidest thing that's ever happened to anybody. Like, you hear about, I remember there was a news story in from my hometown where a guy got stabbed to death because he showed up to a party with like a half drink thing of like the stabbing was over. He didn't bring enough beer and the fist fight ensued, but it was like a 6-pack of like Keystone Tall Boys or whatever. And the guy, like, they got into a fist fight and a dude just pulled a knife out of his boot and stabbed him to death. And then like, it was a thing. And like throughout, like everybody talked about it and it's like, was that really the reason? It's like, yeah, man. Like he showed up and they were like, oh, you didn't bring enough beer or whatever. And he's like, ah, it's fine. And they like got into a fist fight and that guy just died. And I was like, I don't want, if I'm
the guy who, the guy who didn't bring enough beer died.
Yeah. He got stabbed to death.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. You know?
I hate when I show up to a party with, like, the beer I found in my car, and then I get stabbed to death.
Yeah, like, it's like your friend's, like, wedding party or whatever, and you're like, hey, I brought a bottle of wine. And they're like, you brought one bottle of wine, you fucking bitch?
It's half drank, and it's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're like, you can drink that, and you're like, yeah, it's fine. Somebody just kills you.
We talked about this when we were doing the fucking, when you were over here, but I honestly was just like, I had a tear there where I was broke and couldn't afford beer, so I would just show up to, in a jacket in like middle of the summer, just like, yeah, you know, it's just kind of balmy out. It's just a little chilly outside, and, you know, I figured I'd get my jacket, and they're like, I mean, whatever, dude, it's 100 degrees outside. It's nighttime. But I would fill it with beer, and, you know, because I was broke, and I'd be like, oh, man, dude, my dog that you know that I have, like, he's sick. I got to leave. And they're like, oh, whatever. And then, you know, one time I'm trying to leave, and I'm just, like, clinking on the way out. And they're like, what's going on, man? And I'm like, oh, I just, like, just taking home, like, the liquor that I brought. And they're like, you didn't bring anything. Nothing. And I'm like, I'm going to take this. And if it's, like, weird, I guess we'll just have to, like, punch each other until whoever went. Like, I'm going to try to get out of the door with that. Like, I just, like, I was, like, this was, like, peak bum Jake where I was, like, you caught me? I'm not going to put this back, though. I don't know what happens now, you know? Like, I guess, you know.
Well, sometimes, you know, that's just how you got it. You got to roll the dice sometimes,
you
got to
roll on your swag pill. Hey, check it out, dude. Peace.
Peace.